Just Chitty the Podcast, presented by Just Chitty Productions.
Hi there, I'm your host, Fondue.
I'm Cheesy.
In this week's episode, we're going to talk about smooth cheeses.
Mm.
We're talking cream cheese, Neufchâtel, and mascarpone.
Mm.
We're going to talk about Brazil, France, the laughing cow, and we're going to hear about a leap year cheese.
Leap year?
And of course, no episode would be complete without our very cheesy joke. Stay tuned for episode 122, Smooth, on Just Cheesy the Podcast. You know, Cheesy, back in season 1, episode 5, we talked a lot about cream cheese.
Oh, yeah.
We learned a little bit about why Philadelphia cream cheese is called Philadelphia, and it's not what you think.
Nope.
But this week, according to Yahoo.com, Kraft Heinz's Philadelphia cream cheese was named best in class for cream cheese brands worldwide.
Whoa.
There is a world champion cheese contest, and it's hosted by the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association, and this is a yearly event.
Wow.
They focus on things like cheddar, mozzarella, and processed cheese slices.
Ooh.
They even have dairy categories like butter, yogurt, and of course, cream cheese.
Yum.
And Philly cream cheese took first place with what they say is a near perfect score of 99.87.
Whoa.
But right on the heels of Philly is one of our favorite cheese manufacturers called Tillamook.
Oh, yeah.
They just launched Tillamook cream cheese in January of this year.
Whoa.
And they took second place.
Wow.
Not to be outdone, in third place is a store brand that made the list.
Really?
In the Midwest, we've got a store called Kroger's.
Oh, yeah.
And their original cream cheese made it in third place with 99.65 points.
Nice.
And when it's priced at just $1.99, it might be the best choice.
Yeah.
In my opinion, if you're looking for great taste at a reasonable price, you have to look at Aldi's Happy Farms brand cream cheese.
Oh, yeah.
We've been using it for years and never been disappointed.
Right.
When we talked about cheesecake, we talked about cream cheese, and then we talked about something called Neufchâtel cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here in America, it sits right next to the cream cheese in the block form.
Yeah, yeah.
This cheese is originally from the Normandy region in France.
Really?
It's believed to date back as far as the 6th century AD in the Kingdom of the Franks. And this is according to Wikipedia. They say it looks similar to Camembert and Brie. It has a dry, white, edible rind, but it's a little saltier and sharper.
Ooh.
It's said to have a little bit more grainy texture than a cream cheese, and it's usually sold in a heart shape.
Aww.
There are 6 different shapes available for Neufchâtel.
Really?
There's a square shape, or carré. There's briquette, which is literally brick shape.
Okay.
There's bondon or bond, which is bung or plug shape. There's cœur, which is heart shape.
Aww.
There's double bond, which is double plug shape, twice the weight of bondon. There's grand cœur or gross cœur, which is large heart or 3 times the weight of a regular heart shape.
Nice.
And this cheese is typically matured for about 8 to 10 weeks.
Whoa.
They say the big difference in the American version is it's factory manufactured, it's got lower fat, higher moisture content, and it's unaged.
Whoa.
There's even a little bit of romantic lore involved with Neufchâtel cheese.
Ooh.
They say for the end of year festivals during the Hundred Years' War, that young girls offered heart-shaped cheeses to English soldiers to show their affection.
Whoa.
And according to Master Masterclass.com, there are 5 differences between Neufchâtel and cream cheese.
Okay.
One is that cream cheese has a higher fat content.
Yep.
Cream cheese is more widely available.
Oh, yeah.
And this is mostly because if you get the French Neufchâtel, it actually involves raw cow's milk, which is illegal in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Neufchâtel uses just milk, not cream.
Oh.
Neufchâtel has a grainier texture.
Yeah.
And they say that the French Neufchâtel is tangier.
Whoa.
One of my new favorite cheeses is mascarpone.
Ooh.
This is an Italian cream cheese. It's made by adding acid to heavy cream, and it can be thought of like a whipped cream without the air.
Ooh.
They say it's smooth, rich, and fatty, and just the slightest bit sweet.
Oh, yeah.
This is according to lionsdeal.com. And according to Wikipedia, this cheese originated in the Italian region of Lombardy.
Ooh.
They say most likely in the 16th or 17th century.
Whoa.
And believe it or not, this cheese is made with only 2 ingredients.
What?
They say it's made with heavy cream and either citric or tartaric acid.
Whoa.
The cream is heated, The acid is added to solidify and thicken the cream.
Okay.
Then it's run through a cheesecloth to remove the excess liquid.
Whoa.
The fat content is typically between 60 and 75%, which makes it really spreadable and super silky.
Yummy.
And I bet if you've gone to the Olive Garden, you've had mascarpone cheese.
Really?
Have you ever had the most delectable dessert in the world? Tiramisu?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then you've had mascarpone cheese.
Whoa.
They usually take mascarpone, eggs, and sugar and whip it together. And this is the topping that's used on tiramisu.
Yum.
And the website allrecipes.com actually has a recipe here.
Ooh.
You're going to need 2.5 cups of heavy cream and 2.5 tablespoons of lemon juice.
Wow.
You put your cream in a medium saucepan on medium heat until it reaches a simmer. Then you add the lemon juice, whisk for 15 minutes or until it thickens.
Whoa.
You dip a wooden spoon in the mixture, and if the cream coats the spoon, it's ready.
Ooh.
Place the saucepan in an ice bath, allow it to cool completely. You pour the mixture in a strainer that's been lined with cheesecloth.
Okay.
You put a bowl underneath the strainer to catch the excess liquid.
Of course.
Put it in the fridge for 24 hours, dump the excess liquid, and now you have your very own homemade mascarpone.
Ooh.
Olive Garden is not a sponsor.
Not yet.
But if it was, the ad would go right here. Have you ever wanted to listen to the web?
Yeah.
Well, Newsly makes that possible.
They do?
They're an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android.
Super app.
You can listen to trending articles on the web on topics that you choose and get them read to you in a natural human voice.
What kind of topics?
Sports,
cheese?
Tech, business,
cheese.
Science.
Cheese?
I'm sure there's even cheese.
Yay!
They even have an entire section for podcasts.
Are we there?
Of course we are.
Ooh.
It's one of my new favorite podcast apps. They even have digital radio.
Holy cow.
Just go to www.newsly.me to download it free.
Whoa.
Or use the link in the description. If you use the promo code Cheesy,
Cheesy,
that'll get you 1 month free premium subscription.
Yay, Newsly.
Now, back to the podcast. You know I'm going to try a few pronunciations and it's not going to go well.
Oh, no.
So I apologize in advance.
Yeah.
According to Wikipedia, in Brazil, there's a cream cheese that's called requeijão.
Oh, sure.
The similarity is in the color. They're both white cheeses.
Okay.
But as far as the texture, it's a little bit different than the American notion of cream cheese.
Oh.
It might be better to understand it as cheese cream. It has a mild taste, but the consistency can vary. From a creamy solid to a liquid.
Ooh.
There's a variant called requeijão cremoso,
oh boy,
which has a consistency that they liken to condensed milk.
Ooh.
The YouTube channel Brazilian Kitchen has a recipe,
ooh,
and they say here that this is something you can spread on bread in the morning.
Ooh, yum.
So I think it looks really good.
Yeah.
According to Wikipedia, Catupiry is one of the most popular brands of requeijão.
Really?
And this is in Portugal.
Okay.
They say this is a soft, mild-tasting cheese. It can be spread on toast, crackers, bread buns, or used in cooking.
Ooh.
They say it has a low level of acidity, and it's become a really, really popular ingredient in various dishes.
Okay.
Like fillings for pizza.
Whoa.
That sounds so interesting.
Yeah, it does.
According to cheeseorigin.com, there's a French cheese called Gervaise.
Okay.
This one is a cow's milk cheese. It's fresh, it's soft, it's creamy, it's mild and slightly sweet.
Okay.
They say here it's often used in desserts, it's spread on bread, or served with fruits.
Whoa.
And of course, they liken this one to cream cheese.
Okay.
But they say it's a little bit salty, but delicate and mild.
Ooh.
It says as it ripens, the flavor becomes a little bit more pungent.
Whoa.
So there's dessert and fruit and bread, but there's also savory dishes. They say this can be used in soups, or it can even be used as a topping for gratins or casseroles. They also recommend using it in stuffed vegetables like bell peppers or even tomatoes.
Whoa, yum.
One of my favorite smooth cheese brands is the Laughing Cow.
Laughing Cow.
I'm using it a lot of times in place of cream cheese on my toast or bagel in the morning. Laughing Cow came about in 1865 in the foothills of the French Alps. I'm sure you're wondering, why is it called Laughing Cow?
Yeah, why?
Well, I was too.
Yeah.
According to this website, during World War I, Léon Bell was assigned to the logistic corps of the army.
Whoa.
The soldiers began drawing humorous symbols on the supply vehicles in order to identify the various units.
Whoa.
The commanding officer asked Benjamin Rabier, a famous illustrator, to draw a symbol for his unit, the RVF, which stood for Fresh Meat Supply. The illustrator then created the image of a laughing cow.
Whoa.
In French, this is called...
Oh, no.
Okay, here we go.
No.
La Vache Qui Rit.
Oh, sure.
It's time for my favorite segment.
This week in cheese.
According to CommunityNews.net, Shelburne Farms in Vermont was planning the 2020 leap year for a while.
Whoa.
They typically age their cheddars from about 6 months to 3 years.
Yeah.
This special cheese was aging from 2016 all the way to 2020.
Holy cow.
They checked the cheese once a year from 2016 to 2020.
Whoa.
When they took a sample from the middle of the blocks to test the quality.
Whoa.
They say it's not only special because it ages longer, but that it also has some crystals inside that provide a little bit grittier texture than a typical cheddar.
Whoa.
They were selling it in their farm store, and custom cuts were priced at $28 a pound.
Nice.
And according to TastingGourmetMarket.com, there are some other leap year cheeses.
Really?
They say there's Secret Gouda, Arigasana, and a Dutch Mimolette.
I'm ready for a joke fondue.
Okay. What cheese can you use to hide a horse?
I don't know.
Mascarpone. Get it? It's like mask your pony.
Yeah, I get it. It's silly.
Oh, I know it was silly and a little bit cheesy. Thanks for listening to Just Cheesy the Podcast, episode 122, Smooth. We really appreciate all of the listeners that come here every week to learn a little bit about cheese.
Stay cheesy, everybody.